yeah, if you want to do it now, and I will record everything at this end as well, just for a bit of backup.
Okay.
So if you just want to start by giving me your name and title, please, Graham, just for levels.
Graham McClelland.
Okay.
Director, Dundee United Supporters Foundation.
Okay, that is great. Thank you. Well, what is the foundation's view of this share? I mean, the club say a major injection of working capital, but there are concerns, obviously, that this just adds to the financial uncertainty at the club.
Yeah, the foundation's view, and I think of most supporters, would be that this isn't a financial boost, as it's been reported. There are secured loans outstanding on Gussie Park once these are repaid, and you know, we don't see that there'll be all that much left in the way of finance into the coffers to see us through this season. It's a bit of a black hole, unfortunately.
Yeah, so it is it a case of the way you see it, a lot of this money, if not all of this money, will just be repaying debts and there'll be little or nothing left to actually invest in the club's future?
That's a concern, certainly, that the fans would have. It's been known for some time that security's been granted on all of the club's assets. So to have sold an asset from the club's balance sheet is, I would say, is a last resort. And yes, any loans that are secured on that asset will have to have been repaid to have allowed that to go through. So I would say at least half of the money, if not more, will have disappeared in loan repayments, and the balance probably, unfortunately, just sees us through to the end of the season. That's, you know, that's not an absolute given, but I think that's my view, that's what the money's for.
Yeah, last March, of course, there was the posted loss of £1.55 million, obviously two seasons already in the Championship. Do you fear for the future of the club?
I think, yes, there are fears for the future of the club under the current board. The fans are clearly, the discontent amongst the fans is growing. I think they probably now see the level of the crisis at Tannadice, and it's not looking good.
If United, in the worst case scenario, if you don't make it back up this time, do you fear that administration is inevitable?
Hopefully not. But I think for the fans to rally round, it would need a change of board. Basically, there would definitely need to be a new direction. I don't see that the fans are going to pull together with the current chairman and vice chairman running things the way they have been.
Yeah, I mean, the chairman obviously said he's stepping down at the end of the season, but he intended staying on at the club. Do you feel that he should leave the club altogether? You need a new chairman and a new board, essentially.
Essentially, I think that's absolutely right. The chairman has said he'll step down, but if he still owns the majority shareholding, he'll be pulling the strings from behind. And Mike Martin's been with Stephen Thompson throughout this period of downturn in the club's fortune. So I think it's a new broom required. We'd like to see an independent chief executive appointed, possibly a, you know, part fan ownership model, and try to get the fans, the great fans in Dundee United, back behind the club.
Okay, I think that should be absolutely fine. Thank you very much, Graham.